In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to follow up a couple of things on what we just did last segment.
Okay.
Where we looked at the first three starts of Browns rookie quarterbacks since 2012. And again, I want everybody to keep Shador in perspective here, both good and bad. Cody Kessler's first three games as starting quarterback, okay? And remember, Cody came in as a third-round draft choice. Nice guy. We liked him and, you know, did a nice job in college at USC and everything else. So he played big-time college football.
But RG3 was here, too.
His first two games, he did not play. He was inactive and did not play.
Mm-hmm.
His first start, he was 21 of 33 for 244. No touchdowns or picks. His second game, he was 28 of 40 for 223. One touchdown, one INT. Next game he started, but he got hurt, so I didn't count that one. I just went with their first full games where they were the guy. His third start, he was 26 of 41 for 336 and two touchdowns. Andy, those are three stellar starts. What the heck happened?
Who were they against? I think that's one of the questions I would ask.
Miami,
that's the first question.
Washington, Tennessee.
And that was Washington when Washington wasn't very good, right?
I didn't look at the record, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Click.
Yeah.
They were 8-7-1 under Jay Gruden.
Yeah. So they were.
They weren't bad.
They were good. They weren't bad. They just were.
They weren't bad.
Okay. They weren't good.
They were all right.
They were okay.
Dolphins were 10-6.
Hmm.
Now, the Browns lost all of those games. And Tennessee was, what were they?
We need hold
under
music.
Mike Mularkey, they were 9-7.
Wow.
So they were all
three
against
teams
with winning records. Yeah. And Brandon Whedon, who, you know, I didn't want to see here. I thought he was too old and not good enough. His second start, he threw for 322. So I hope Shador is the answer. God, would it be nice to put an end to this and have a starting quarterback?
Yes.
He had a big game the other day. Don't think, okay, that's the way it's going to go from here on out. Don't think that. It might. Maybe he becomes that guy. God, would that be awesome? But don't get mad if he doesn't, and don't bury him if it doesn't. We've buried too many quarterbacks here. And as we've just seen, we've had quarterbacks who have had a really, really good start, better than Shador's, who lasted 3 years in the league.
What's odd is, you know, just looking back at all these numbers, we've only had two quarterbacks that have started 16 games. I mean, even when it was a 16-game schedule. Two quarterbacks that have started all 16 games in the season. It's happened three times. One quarterback did it twice. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's just to show you how often we have to change
hurt.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks get hurt.
Tim Couch in 01 won 16 games, and then you have to flash forward to 19. You had to go 18 years before you had another quarterback start every game of the season. And Baker started 16 and 19. He started 16 and 21. You know, your guy, DeShone Kizer, almost made it in 2017.
Played 15 games.
15 out of 16.
He missed one.
Yeah. It's just Brandon Whedon did the same thing in 12, but it's just It's just sad.
We've had way too many guys.
Yeah.
Todd McShay was with ESPN for a long time, did a lot of scouting. He's on a podcast now. Dana, what podcast is
he? He was on the Triple Option podcast with Urban Meyer, Rob Stone, all those guys from Fox, and the idea of the Browns draft position and Shedeur Sanders came up. Todd McShay had this to say.
I don't think it's in Cleveland. And I say that because I'm not convinced that the coaching staff wanted to draft him. And you could kind of see that they blocked with everything they had him playing or even being, feeling like he was a player that they were developing. You know, I never got that sense that they were putting the effort in this season with Shedeur even as a backup to get him prepared for the moment that arose with the injury to Dylan Gabriel. Now, you know, obviously he played really well in the first start. The second start, he gets nicked up. And so we'll see how that goes the rest of the season. But honestly, my guess is, depending on what, you know, is it the same general manager, Andrew Berry? Is it the same head coach, Kevin Stefanski, next year? If it is, I think that he's playing now to get the attention of the other 31 organizations to try to get an opportunity, whether that's in a, it would most likely have to be in a trade, or else he's going to have to ride out the remaining 3 years in his.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a rookie deal.
If you're a Shedeur fan, you probably don't like the sounds of that.
There might be Shedeur fans that want him out of here. I mean, I would think that's the case. How they just don't want him to play in Cleveland, how they want to say that you look at these last four games and how the Browns set him up to go up against all these four juggernauts at the end of the year. And
well, they're
this
on
the is
schedule.
The way. Yeah.
Cody Kessler can do it. So can Shedeur.
That's just too much drama, man. I'm looking at the whole thing and I just, there are ways to get this done better without having to worry about some of the things that they're doing. With being able to commit to a guy and not have to worry about some of the things that they cause a lot of their own problems when it comes to the drama. And sometimes just honesty is just the best policy, I think, especially when you have such loyal fans here in Cleveland. Like, we all believe that everything that comes out of the front office's mouth is a lie. I don't, but I know fans do because they're tired because they've seen the story over and over and over again. I feel like we're living in a loop and we're just changing the last name of the quarterback.
The one thing that McShay said where he didn't get the feeling the coaching staff was trying to develop him this year, and I would say I understand that completely. Why? He was fourth string.
They also had two rookie quarterbacks.
He was the fourth string quarterback, and then they changed plans. Whatever the plan was, it changed.
Yeah.
Because within a couple of weeks, you don't have two veteran quarterbacks. You have two rookies. So all of a sudden, you've got to try and develop the other rookie. You don't have a choice. You don't have any other guys.
I think it's fair to say that there's just
it's fair to say that
they're not on the same page because they wouldn't have made this many changes if they were.
I would think that's absolutely true. And think about this. We've heard the words red shirt season thrown around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess when they drafted Shedeur, after already having Pickett, and Flacco
and Gabriel.
That's exactly what they were thinking. And that's okay. It worked for Jordan Love, and he was a first-round pick.
Would they have been better off?
It worked for Aaron Rodgers.
Would they have been better off?
He was a first-round pick.
I actually don't think they knew the backlash that was coming from what by not making him more than a fifth-round pick. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, I don't think the front office...
They were the only team that did, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody made him a fourth-round pick. Now, hopefully they've struck gold. Hopefully he's phenomenal. Hopefully he takes what he did last week, builds on it, and is even better this week against the Bears.
Would everything have been easier if they just would have flip-flopped these two guys? If Sanders would have been the third round? I agree.
Yes.
Why didn't they just do it that way?
Because they liked Gabriel more. I mean, you don't take the guy you like more after the guy you like less.
Well, now it's the other way around.
Well,
which makes me think the scouting was backwards on this.
Let me ask you this. Is it?
Is it
the other way around?
Now it is, yes.
I would think so.
Sanders is starting and Gabriel's on the bench. Yeah.
I thought when Shadur got the opportunity, and I said it, you heard me say it, and you said, yep, that's the way to describe it. I wanted to see more.
When you start
and they wanted to see more, which maybe they still like Gabriel better.
Okay.
But there's no way they could have taken Shadur out, and after what he did last week, he should certainly be the starter the rest of the year.
Jeff, if Shadur Sanders is their starting quarterback right now, is this not another swing and a miss at a quarterback? I understand
that
Gabriel...
What do you mean, on Gabriel?
On Gabriel.
Oh, heavens no, Andy.
Well, because he was a third-round pick?
Yes.
Is that the only reason why?
Yes.
Well, it was a swing and a miss. I'm not saying it was two misses, but you drafted him two rounds higher.
It doesn't mean that he's going to be the starter when you draft him in the third round.
I'm not talking about starters, but they drafted them for the scenario they're in right now. They drafted them in the wrong order.
I'll say it was a foul ball. You know, it was a swing and a miss. The 49ers trading first rounders for Trey Lance and then starting Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the following year.
That doesn't mean as much as it used to either. That Mr. Irrelevant thing bothers me.
Last pick in the draft.
Yes.
That's just what the label is. Let me go back. Last pick in the draft.
That's more fair. When they had 20 rounds.
It's the same thing, though.
No, it's not. Being a seventh rounder who makes a team isn't unusual.
It's what they label it because it's a shtick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You used to get something for it.
Yeah, you used to get a parade. Larry Wonky.
Yeah. Bride of John Carroll.
Larry got a parade.
And Pitt.
Yeah. Larry got a parade.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.